Shushan Safa, try to understand. We'll go back to the Mishnah. Fine, we're going to go back to the Mishnah, but Hashem hopefully will try to understand the Gemara and the Rashi.
Where are we holding?
Well,
where
is the recording? Marcos, Gimel Amar Aleph.
Gimel Amar Aleph.
The first Mishnah.
First Mishnah.
Says, Mishnah says the following. Me'idin anu esh ish poni shegiresh et eshto. Two witnesses come and they say, we are saying witness on a certain person that he divorced his wife. So that's their eidim. According to Rashi, what are the eidim saying? They're saying the words are there is are we that this guy says, Reuven and Shimon say, this person divorced his wife. Yeah. Now, which comes out that we understand from there, so the best to understand is lo natan laktuba. It is not part of their testimony, for sure, according to Rashi. Meaning, all the testimony was we say it is on Ishplani that he divorced his wife. Now, we see now he didn't look in her ksuba. They explain, how do we know? Because she's still holding her ksuba in her hand. If she, the ksuba gets paid up, the halacha is you give the ksuba back to the bestin or back to the man, and there's a receipt involved. There's a whole system. So if she's still holding her ksuba in her hand, that's what's showing that she never got her ksuba. But the main thing the Edom Zomer are saying are that this person got divorced, which comes out to mean they're saying that this man still owes her a ksuba.
And she's going along with it, we're saying. If she's there with a ksuba.
According to Taisus, one shot of Taisus, she's agreeing with it. The first shot of Taisus says no, second shot says yes.
But if she has her...
Let's not focus on that. I don't want to get sidetracked.
But if she has her ketubah and it's not been voided out...
Correct. So that shows,
then she's married.
Doesn't mean she's married. It just means her ketubah wasn't paid.
No. If the ketubah is not voided by the bestin.
It could have been. Something happened.
He didn't have the money.
But he never paid up. If he didn't pay up, we don't void the ketubah.
They first void the ketubah.
Not if he didn't pay. Why should they void it? If he didn't pay her, he owes the money.
It's a two-step thing. They first void the ketubah.
Only if he pays. They won't void it before he pays.
It doesn't matter whether it's paid.
Of course no.
Been there. Done that.
It's a debt. You have, these days, they make you pay. Anyway, they'll make you pay. But you have to, what's it called? You have to pay the ketubah. Why should the bestin? This guy, she has a conscience. He owes him money. So why should you pay?
It's a two-step process. They first
very
avoid.
Simple.
Maybe the bestin. One second. Maybe the bestin knows that you're going to have to pay it anyway. They'll put charge on you. Usually, the normal bestin. If this would also these days, you understand the ksuba is a bunch of it's a Hebrew contract. I mean, American people, it means nothing to you. It's Hebrew words.
What?
Not a legal document. I'm saying for you, if you have a ksuba, she's not going to take you to any courts. If the lady has a ksuba, she's not going to be able to get the money out of you.
No, but what they gave us, they wanted the ketubah. I handed the ketubah to them. They voided out ketubah,
and they
gave us a get.
No.
I don't know, let's not get about it. Let's try to stay focused.
Give a simple example.
You get it
when you go to a bank.
You give the ketubah, you get the get beforehand. But
you don't
void the
ksuba.
I don't know.
That's what they did in L.A.
Simple example.
That's what they did in L.A.
Just a simple example.
Maybe I don't know.
If you go to the bank and you have a check and the teller says I don't have money, you give him the check. If I don't have money, the teller doesn't have money. You don't give him the check. When you give me money, I give you the check.
It could be for this case.
No, you hand the check to the teller,
and
they check
it. No, he gives you the money, but if he says, I don't have money, you give him the check anyway?
No, they take the check to scan it to see if you have money.
If there was money in the check, if they don't have money, the bank does not have money to pay you, do you give them the check?
What do you mean the bank doesn't have money? The bank doesn't have money in the account.
I'm not sure why they did that. It's a good question. Usually, I don't understand why they did that. Usually,
in Eretz Yisrael, you have to sign a scam, two parties, and then you get the get, then you get whatever the scam
is. Fine. Anyway, we can learn Hilchos Get to maybe a different topic. Right now, we try to learn. I don't know, I don't understand why they should make a person void again. I'm saying the regular system is, usually, I don't understand why they should void a super. Maybe they did. I don't understand, but just...
There's an agreement.
It doesn't mean they didn't do it. I just don't understand why they would do that. Could be they have some reason why they do that. But anyway, let's get back on our topic. Again, what happened was we hear the Edom come and they say, may either Anubesh Plani, these two people say a witness, that this lady got divorced. They said on one day, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we saw this lady get divorced. We saw this man divorce this lady. Now, the Lord Nasa L'Ksubah says, but they explain, this isn't the words of the Edom. We see automatically she's still holding her Ksubah in her hand. So Bestin sees, obviously, it seems very clear to us that he never paid up his ksuba. So basically they're saying, this man owes this lady, let's say, $100. Just make it simple, let's say. They say, this man owes this lady $100. Good. That's the story. Now, halacha is, now two Edom come and say that these Edom are Edom Zamanin. They say, you're Edom Zamanin, Imanu, I used to view with us on a certain day. therefore you're lying. So now what's the halacha? You do it to the witnesses, kasher zama. What they plan to do to the guy, the accused person, you do to them, right? What they plan to do to him, you do back to them. So the question is, what in the world do you do to these people? What were they, these Edom, trying and planning to do to this husband? So the Gemara says, how long, isn't it? Bein hayom ben lamachar. Between today and tomorrow, sofoli ten lach tuvata. It could end up that he'll end up giving her ksuba anyways. Which means like this. If you made this guy, this husband, shell out today $100, it didn't necessarily make him lose $100. So it could have been anyway tomorrow. Anyway, he'll give a ksuba, he'll divorce her. He would have been losing this money anyway. So what were the Edom trying to do to him? You can't really clearly say they made him lose the whole ksuba, because that's not true. It could have been. He would have paid. Let's say that, for example, this guy has $100 in a bank account set aside to pay his ksuba, right? So now they made him pay this ksuba on Rosh Chodesh Adar. But they didn't necessarily make him lose that $100. Could have been he would have lost it tomorrow anyway. Fine.
He would have had to pay it.
He would have to pay it anyways. So how in the world do we evaluate what these Edom Zohar were trying to do? If he gets divorced. If you get divorced the next day, good.
He has to pay.
But if he would get divorced, we have to pay. So now how in the world do we evaluate what was the damage that these people were planning to do to him that we should do back on them? So how do you figure it out? So Omdim, we evaluate. So the simple, I'm going to read the Mishnah the way it says simply. The Gemara is going to try to understand what it means. The Mishnah says the simple reading is Omdim, we evaluate. Kama adam rotel lishem ksubata. How much would a person want to give her for her ksuba? Shalzu. She'imnet almana o netkarsha. Kama. How much would a person be willing to buy the ksuba from her? That's a pashut shot the Mishnah reads. How much would a person be willing to pay her for her ksuba if she becomes an almana or a grusha? Which means that's the positive side to it. That's del gain. A person wants to buy out her ksuba. Some ksuba broker says, I want to take a risk and I want to buy your ksuba from you. Right? Now, on one hand, if this lady gets divorced or her husband dies, then this person gets the whole full amount of the ksuba, let's say $100. Right, the imeta, but if she dies first, then Yerashena Bala, her husband, has to.
He gets it.
He gets the ksuba, basically, but he just keeps the money. He'll give the ksuba, basically, to himself. Fine, he'll
get it. This broker loses all his money.
So what's happening? Over here, some guy, a lady has a ksuba, let's say, for example, it's much more, let's say she has $100. Ksuba is $100. Fine, ksuba on it says, her husband wrote her, if. Get divorced, Chas Shalom. If he dies, he gives her $100. He owes her $100 in order to live on. Good, fine. What they say, Pshat over there?
No, Kishab,
he dies. Oh, so now the question. Oh, so we're going to get through it in a second. Very good. What was the question? So, okay, so what comes out like this is that what's the value? So we say like this. How much would a person want to buy from her the ksuba? So let's say, for example, it's $100 ksuba, right? So let's say, for example, I'll just give easy numbers. So now, like this, what's this? We have, let's say we check out the shalom bias. See, these guys are pretty good shalom bias. So there's a 25% chance they'll get divorced. Fine. So there's a 25% chance she'll get the money for her ksuba.
These calculations are just on your own screen.
I'm just making numbers.
For clarification.
Yeah, just for you to make it easier. But I want to keep it 100, so it's just
but,
fine.
Okay, historically it would be 1% for divorce, an average lifespan of 65 for a male, and 70 for a female?
Do you think so? God bless you.
Okay, historically speaking.
That's not going to help us calculate.
Fine.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to somebody asked a question.
The
question is that
you evaluate. I'm just giving an example.
Your own evaluation.
I'm just making an example. Let's try to make it simple. Good. So the points that you evaluate. So let's say, just to keep it simple, it's 25% chance the guy's going to get divorced. He looks like he's a pretty good match. Also, he looks pretty healthy. A 25% chance that he's going to die. So far, there's a 50% chance that this guy will end up paying his ksuba to his wife. Let's say, right? There's a 25% chance he'll die before her. 25% chance that he'll divorce her. Fine. Now, on the other hand, this lady, she's a pretty sickly lady. There's a 50% chance she'll die first. Now, so let's make it a 50-50. Let's say.
Sounds great.
Sounds great? Second. Maybe say a little different. It's easier. Sorry. Let's say it's the same case. 30% chance that he'll get divorced. 30% chance that he'll die first. And a 40% chance she'll die first. So 60% chance she'll pay her ksuba. He'll pay her ksuba to his wife. right? Except if he dies first, or if he gets divorced, he's paying the ksuba, right? So there's 60% chance that I'll pay the ksuba. That's halacha. If a man died before his wife, he has to pay the ksuba also.
But she gets the money.
Doesn't get no much. Doesn't get anything. It's not halacha. He dies in halacha. She gets nothing. His kids get. Lady gets nothing. She gets her ksuba. According to halacha, not legal. Halacha, she gets nothing. She doesn't yarsha. A wife does not inherit a husband.
Okay, but also to have the
that only the ksuba, or what he wrote in it.
But also, the male children have to take care of their mother. So
that's the farm statement. Yeah, that's different halacha. That's not the husband's family's issue. The husband's family takes all the money.
Oh, she has rights to the claim. If she wants to move out of his house and get married.
I don't want to get complicated. We're not learning ksuba now. Okay, we're not learning ksuba. Just everybody stay focused. Everybody stay on the top. Try to stay focused. Everybody stay focused. Try to get
mocked.
Everybody stay focused. Who wants to ksuba? That's halacha. Unless you write different things, right? No, you write in ksuba. Everybody writes in ksuba much more things. You add. People write crazy things in ksuba these days, just to so like they like their wife, even though they mess themselves up later. But they like to write big things in ksuba these days. It's a mistake.
$1 million.
They write crazy things because if they ever get divorced, their problem ends up. They end up in trouble.
Right, but wouldn't that void out the ksuba?
Her kids have to support her. They're her own kids have to support their mother. Their kids. It could be it's the husband's kid. It could be they'll yash in the father. They'll inherit the father. And they'll have to support her. Fine. I love how the kids have to support their mother.
No. The male.
Her children. Her kids.
The male.
The kids are young.
Her whole male children will sit it. Fine. Everything will work out. So I'll make it open up a car and I'll collect money for him. And halacha, unless the husband writes an ksuba. If her husband sees he's about to die, he has $2 million. He can write an ksuba. He can make a contract that should go to his wife. Unless he wrote it before he died. Husband can make, in Hilchos Yerusha, she doesn't inherit. If he wants to write a contract while he's still alive, then my wife should own all my money a second before I die, then he could do that. Let's get on and get sidetracked. Stay on the track. So again, we have a case here that there's a 30% chance that he's going to die first. 30% chance they're going to get divorced. Right? So that means there's a 60% chance he's going to pay this wife for the ksuba. There's a 30% chance that she'll die first. There's a 40% chance she'll die first. So it comes out. Is a 64. So now, if someone comes over to this lady, says, "You know what? I like buying people's ksuba. I like buying, taking risks, and I like, you know, that's my business. I'm looking for a new, you know, new ideal business. I want to have a unique business. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I want to make a new business. I buy ladies' ksubas." So he goes up to the lady, and he goes up to the lady. Says, "No, also he has a divorce rate pretty high. Thinks it's a good business." He says, "Hey, here, I want to buy your ksuba for you. How much would you pay for her ksuba? After making, let's see the calculation we made." 40%, 60%.
Well, he wants to make something too, so maybe he only buys it.
No, because so that's Rashi's judgment. One second, that Rashi made a judgment of the man. But right now, how much would he pay for it?
Just straight money.
How much is it worth?
How much is the market value for this ksuba? If you put it on the market, put it on eBay, how much would people buy it for?
You mean just by pure chance.
For the woman.
How about you? How much would a person risk to pay for such a ksuba? Oh, there's a 40% chance she'll collect the ksuba. Says A.
60% is
chance.
No, 60%
chance. There's a
60% chance. 60% chance to collect. Or get divorced or die. So he'll get. She has a 60% chance of getting a ksuba.
Right. Okay. Fine.
And 40% she might lose. The guy who buys it might lose.
Let's say the husband died. Yeah. So the company lost 600 shares. 600. 600. Yeah. 600. They lost 60. So they get only 40.
But what's the chances she'll collect it? What's the chance she's going to collect the ksuba?
60%.
Fine. So then a guy would buy this thing for 60%. A guy would buy this thing. That's what she would buy it for because there's a 60% chance this thing is going to be worth $100.
Yeah, $60 to make $40.
No, not to make $40.
To make $100.
To make $100.
The potential to make $100. I'm going to make $60 a day. The potential to make
$100. This thing says $100 worth $100.
Discount. It's $100 buying for $60.
And he might make, he might lose it. Let's say. Fine. Right. So that's the now
options contract.
She's making $40.
He's not making it right. She didn't die yet. Yeah, if you die. $60.
No, he might get what if he buy?
No, he'll make $100.
Let's say he pays $40 to make $60.
He's paying $60.
Fine, no, fine.
He might make a potential.
He's a what? He doesn't like it. So fine, no, switch the case. Everybody, switch the case. No, switch the case. We'll make you happy. Everybody's right. We're switching the case. If this guy don't like this case, it's too out of business head. Fine, switch the case. You know what? This guy, the 60% chance, you don't make a new case. The 60% chance the lady's going to die first. Fine? And the 40% chance that there's a 20% chance he'll die, 20% chance he'll get divorced. Good thing that way makes you happy, fine. It's better. Fine, so how much would a guy pay for this ksuba?
For whose ketubah?
For the buy off this lady. Again, he wants
to buy off the lady?
Yeah, to buy off the lady. Again, there's 60% chance that she's going to die first.
Right.
Good. And 40% chance that he's going to pay the ketubah. He'll die, or 20% chance that he'll die, he'll get divorced. Good. So how much would a person buy this ketubah for? So you look at the percentage. You'll buy it for $40.
40, yeah.
Oh, so you would be willing to buy this ketubah off this lady for $40. Good. Which means like this. Now, potentially, this husband could have been this guy to buy it off his own wife.
Sure.
Nachon?
He could buy his own ketubah.
Who could have been the buyer?
Himself.
The husband could have bought it from him. So when the Edom come and say, you have to pay up $100 today to your wife, how much did they make him lose? Did they make him lose $100?
No.
Because it could have been, potentially, he would have been willing to pay for this ketubah today, $40. So what did they make him lose? They only made him lose
$40.
I forgot the numbers of the deal.
60, 40 and 60, yeah. $40.
He
made him lose $40.
$40 to buy it. So
he paid $40 to buy it.
Right.
He paid $40 to buy it.
So
he would have paid. Oh, so he only lost $60.
He's only going to pay
$60. Yes, to us. So that's halacha. So the Gemara wants to see how and what should they pay him. The halacha is, so let's make the chesed like this. Let's evaluate how much someone would buy this contract from the lake. Let's say someone would buy it for $40. It's a 40% chance that they'll win. Good. Now, the remainder of it, now, the husband itself could have been the guy to buy this. So the remainder of that money is what the Edom Zonah made him lose today. Because he could have wanted to buy this contract for $40 today.
Right.
When they made him shell out of this bank account $100 today, they didn't make him lose $100. They only made him lose $60. So his Edom Zonah will have to pay to him. So if you ask the courts, what in the world did the Edom Zonah plan on doing to him? The answer is they planned on making him lose $60. Therefore, they pay him $60. That's it's the first shot in the Gemara. Which means the Mishnah says we evaluate the lady. Well, you're not valuing, you're not going to give him the price of the lady. You evaluate how much someone would buy the ketubah from the lady, which would be, let's say, $40. But you're not going to pay the Edom Zonah $40.
The Edom Zonah don't have to pay.
Because what in the world does that $40 have to do with the man? Right? So the simple reading of the Mishnah is, we evaluate the lady. Right? Now, the Gemara's first question is going to be Ketzad Shamin. Which they explain, according to Rashi, why in the world are you evaluating the lady? Right? Originally, how in the world are you evaluating how much the Edom Zonah are trying to have to pay this guy? So Mishnah says, evaluate the lady. How much would someone want to buy the ksuba off the lady? Right? Now the Gemara asks right away, what's the Gemara's question? If you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says, Ketzad Shamin. How do you evaluate? Meaning, why in the world are you evaluating? We don't understand how you're evaluating this thing. Which means, the simple meaning in the Mishnah, it says, just evaluate the lady. How much would someone buy the ksuba off the lady? Nachon? You told me someone would buy it for 40. Now, how in the world does that number match up to what you pay the husband? What does that have to do with what the Edom Zonah were trying to do to him? Instead, we're trying to figure out what did the Edom Zonah plan on doing to him. Nachon? So you tell him, let's see how much someone would want to buy the ksuba from her. So then what? Like you asked right away. What is evaluating how much someone would buy the ksuba from her have to do with what they were trying to do to the Edom Zonah?
To the husband.
To the husband. The Edom Zonah trying to do to the husband. So the Gemara says right away, Amar Rav Chista, the Ba'al. We mean to evaluate the rest, the remainder of that money, how much you would have bought of the remainder of that money, which would go to the Ba'al. Meaning like this. We said, how much would someone want to buy this money, this contract, off the lady? Said, let's say $40. Right?
Being able to make 60.
Now, which means the remainder of that money is 60. Right? So that means that's how much it comes out you're making the Ba'al lose. Right? So when the Mishnah says you make this evaluation, we're making the evaluation for the Ksuba just to understand how much the Ba'al, how much her husband was losing. Right? Because if the contract would have been worth $40, he would have been willing to shell out $40. So that means how much are we evaluating, how much would have he lost? He would have lost 60. Right. So we're saying we're evaluating the lady's Ksuba in order to understand how much the Ba'al was losing, how much the husband was losing. That's the Gemara's first pshat. That's according to the Gemara's first pshat. Rav Chista's pshat is the Rav Chista. So really, that's Rav Nasha Ba'ishi's pshat Be'isha. We just explained the way Be'isha. Sorry, we explained Isha. Because we said you start by evaluating the lady, right? We said, how do you evaluate? How do you start? What's step one? What's step one of evaluating? Evaluate how much someone would buy the ksuba off the lady, right?
Right.
And then you don't pay the husband that amount of money, because what in the world is that price someone would buy the contract of the lady to do with
how
it?
How much you would make?
But you see what's the remainder of that money, which is 60, right? And that's how much the Ba'al was losing out. So that's how much the Inim Zomit paid to the Baal. So which means, the way to figure out how much the Inim Zomit were trying to damage the husband is by starting from evaluating the lady. That's the Cheshvan. Good Chanan, what do you say? You start by valuing the lady. Again, it's very simple.
That was not, that's not the order that's, of Gemara.
I know, I was saying that that's the pshat of Rav Nosson Bar Eishi. Right, I'm going to go a second. Because the words of the Mishnah really sound like, if you read the Mishnah, it sounds like it's saying you evaluate the lady. That's really the most simple pshat. Because if you read the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah, it says, Omdin, what do we evaluate?
It says, her.
Kama Adam Rotzel Liten Niktuba Ta. How much do you want to give for her ksuba? Seemingly give her for her ksuba. Shelzu. She imit Amana Adrasha. And they would gain, let's say she's blessed. Right, talk about her. If she becomes a widow and she gets divorced, which means that's their gain. Or on the other hand, what's the loss? If she dies, Yerushena Baala, her husband will yashin her, and she won't get the ksuba. So saying, evaluate how much would someone be willing to buy the ksuba off of her? She said, let's say, they would be willing to pay $5, right, off her. And but now, how did that number explain to me how what the Inim Zomit were trying to do to the husband, right? We say no, because take that number 40, right? Take that number $40, her husband would have been willing to pay her to buy her ksuba today, right?
But if she dies, who takes the money? The husband. But unless someone bought the ksuba.
No, even then the guy loses.
Right, but that's the risk.
That's the losing side.
Yeah. But statistically speaking, 1% chance of divorce, and the women normally live longer than the men. I mean, the only reason they would be dying is death by childbirth or an occasional heart attack.
Or a few other things on the line.
Occasional soda,
occasional soda, whatever it is. Skila, Baskoin, Skila.
There's plenty of diseases running around and accidents and all sorts of things. Lots of other things going on.
Fine, so again, so the way how the world do we evaluate, again, so the Mishnah has, we have a riddle in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, two Edom come to Besdin, and they say, what do they say? They say, Reuven divorced his wife. Two Edom come to Besdin, say, Reuven divorced his wife, and he owes her a ksuba. It comes out, two Edom come, they're Edom Zonah. He's saying, what was the damage by telling this guy he owes his wife a ksuba? What's that damage? What damage were they doing to him? What was that damage that they did to him that we should do back to them? Right, but you can't say that they damaged him. The whole ksuba was the way they were damaging him by paying the whole $100. Because it could have been he would have paid it tomorrow. This $100. So how do we figure out how in the world can we evaluate? How do we put it on something of a market? How do we make a scale to understand how much they damaged him, but then he has to pay today, unlike the maybe that he might have to pay tomorrow. So how do you do that? Put it on the market. Put this ksuba on the market. How much would someone want to buy the ksuba from the lady, right? So let's say in our example we said they would be willing to pay $40, right? So 40% chance that she'll get her ksuba. Good? So if they're willing to pay $40. And it could have been, technically speaking, on this day the husband would have been the one that would have wanted to buy it from her. And she would agree to sell it to him. So it means that he would have been willing to shell out today anyway $40. So come there, what did the Edom Zomit make him lose? By making him shell out $100 today, means he would have been willing to pay today $40. So that means they made him lose $60 today. So when the Edom Zomit, we say, what was your damage? Whatever you want to do to him, we do to you. So we'll make the Edom Zomit pay him a mere sum of $60.
That's called evaluating
the woman.
The Isha.
Good, because we evaluated the lady. And yeah, we just said the extra money, like the Odef, the change of the other $40, ratchet to the $60. So then that's how you figure out this complicated cheshbon. That's how Besdin will figure it out. And of course, Besdin has to make the right number, like everybody's saying. I was giving an example, 40 and 60. Besdin has to go break their head to figure out.
Why is it called evaluating it from the
woman's perspective? Because we'll see in a second. See the other shot. Because okay, we start evaluating how much someone would buy the ksuba from her. Now, the next step is like this. When you're selling a ksuba, you have a business like this. The same guy, maybe two different like ksuba brokers, one guy can come to this lady and buy the ksuba from her, right? From her. For $40. Now another broker could come and say, the husband is saying, I want to sell my ksuba. I'm going to have to pay off the ksuba. Maybe a guy also will take a risk, take the ksuba off my neck. Can't deal with worrying about the ksuba, this, that. I don't want to deal with it after the money. I don't want to sell my ksuba to a broker. I want to sell the obligation to pay my ksuba to a broker.
Right.
He wants to pay now.
So So right now, he probably has $1,000 obligation to pay.
So now he has $100 obligation to pay. Now, a broker is going to look like this. Let's say, like our case before, there is a
chance that she is going to
die first. And there's a chance that he's going to die first. But all the chance that he'll get divorced, so he'll die first, right? So he's saying, I'm willing to pay somebody off, let's say $60,
right,
in order to buy out my obligation to pay the ksuba. And he'll have to deal with the headache of the ksuba afterwards. Good? So that's what you've asked. Some of you want to say, don't focus on how much a person would want to buy the ksuba from the lady to gain. Evaluate, look at the man's side of you. How much would a guy, a broker, a ksuba broker, go over to the man? Say, listen, dude, I know you want to sell this obligation. It's too much for you. You're getting white hair, so I'm thinking about your ksuba. I'll be willing to take it off your neck. You give me a percentage. You pay me a certain amount of the ksuba. So let's say there's 60% chance, right, that the husband will get, let's say the husband will get divorced and he'll die first, right? So the husband will say, listen, I'm willing to pay you, broker, 60% of what the ksuba is worth on the 60% chance that I'm going to die first, I'm going to divorce her, right? And then, that's it, it's on you.
You have to pay off
the $100. If, the guy says, if I die first or I divorce, you have to pay the $100.
It's like an annuity.
I'm not sure what that means, but I guess so. I guess the annuity is like the Gemara. No, I don't know if that is. That's what you can sell.
You shouldn't know about
you sell life insurance.
No, but it's like the idea is that it's like life insurance in a way, because you're paying small amounts, and the life insurance company is gambling that you're going to live long enough so they won't have to pay you off.
Good, fine. I guess they got it in the Gemara. See, we're good. That's it. They learned these things. What do you think they learned it from, all these things? Maybe they want to learn Gemara. But fine, it's the same.
Jewish guy running the company, so.
It's the same idea. Fine, it's true. The same idea. So
Bruce
now.
Which banker was watching?
Oh, so it comes out like this. Now, Rashi says, here's it now. You would tell me, what's it now? So what do you want to say? That amount that he would have been selling this thing to get it off his neck, right, which is the $60. So he would have been willing to pay $60 today. Another example, we switched the numbers. Let's say he would have been willing to pay $60 today to get it off his neck, right? So we tell you, mister, anyway, you would have paid $60 today. So the Eidim Zerman, how much do they want to make you lose? By making you shell out $100 today, they only made you lose $40.
Okay.
That's what comes out. So the question is, really, in our numbers, we switched the numbers, so it sounds like it's the same. According to the first I said, let's say you're valuing the lady. If you're valuing the lady, right? Let's say there's a 60% chance that, so we say we value the lady, someone's willing to buy a tuba for $40, right? So we made him, you lose $60, correct? So let's say the case the other way also. When someone's willing to buy from the Baal could sell his ksuba for $40. Nachon?
He says he sells his debt obligation and she sells her potential
gain.
Correct.
So you would think the numbers should equal out. Meaning you would think the numbers should equal out. Fine. Now what's the difference between these two shitas? What's the difference? Meaning, if you're telling me, let's say the 40% chance they'll get divorced, the 60% chance, right? No. So it's coming out, what's the difference? It seems to be the 40% chance that she'll get a ksuba, 60% chance they won't get a ksuba, right? So what's the difference?
20% or $20.
What's the difference?
The difference is she has to.
Between 40 and 60 is.
No, I know the difference between 40 and 60. I think. No, again. I feel like we messed up the
numbers. His value is calculated minus her potential of collecting on him.
Correct.
Her value is calculated only one way, right?
Yeah, but it should come out equal, because it should come out let's say the 40% chance that she'll collect the ksuba, the 60% chance she won't collect the ksuba, right? So if a broker comes to her, it's a 40% chance she'll collect the ksuba. Seemingly, a broker should pay 40%. If a broker is, he's trying to pay off a guy, and there's 60% chance he's going to pay, she's seemingly have to pay 60%.
Okay.
Right? So, it's seemingly, whichever way you're going to look at it, it's going to kind of the same. Because, by the man, what do we say? By the man, we say, look how much he would sell it for. So, if you're willing to shell out $60 anyways, we only made you lose $40. Good? So, if you're focusing on the man. If you focus on the lady also, just seemingly, if you do, it's only a 40% chance, I would have only bought this for $40 anyways. So, how do we say you evaluate the lady? Evaluate how much she would have bought it for $40, and then give the remainder. Fine, let's see. It's coming. We'll see. Maybe we'll go through it and rash it the whole thing. So again, we really went back and forth to the Gemara because I want to go to the first shot first.
But there's actually three pshats in the Gemara.
Now the Gemara Rav Nassin is just adding, he's saying the same pshat, Rav Papa saying the same pshat, Rav Nassin is just adding a twist. Just saying, don't get confused. But yeah, just make don't get confused. Only the ksuba, not the nechsemi lof. Just saying, make sure you chav. You're only giving the ksuba, not the nechsemi lof.
He's clarifying.
He's not arguing. He's clarifying because it could have been a little bit.
The Papa's clarifying.
Yes, he's for sure holding like Rav Nassin and the Isha, and it sounds like he's clarifying. Yeah, that's what they say. That's the Pash Pshat. So we're holding now. Pasuk again. Maybe we'll go through the Mishnah again with the Rashi. We'll try to start the Rashi in the Gemara. We'll try. But let's see the Mishnah again. What do you say in the Mishnah? Me'idin anu et ish poni. We're saying in a certain man, Shekirish es ish, so he divorced his wife. When it comes out, Melor datan laktuba. He didn't pay her ksuba. Let's see Rashi on that. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. Shekirish et ish to befaneinu. He divorced his wife in front of us.
The Eidim say.
The Yom Ploy. The Eidim say, we saw Reuben divorce his wife on a certain day. And what's he saying? So he spoke at yesterday. His Elmer, he says, Lo Girashti, I didn't divorce my wife. Therefore, in Chayav Naktuba, I don't not Chayav Naktuba. Now, what's Allah Chavadim to Zayyamin, the Imanu, he said, it comes out that they're Edom Zayyamin, because other Edom came and said, you were with us. We say, what's going to be the Allah? So what our Mishnah is saying? Our Mishnah said, it can't be we're going to make the Edom Zayyamin and make him pay the full price. They're going to have to pay him the full price. Because Mahalo, isn't it? Bein Hayom Bein Lamachar, between today and tomorrow, so he's going to end up paying her ksuba tomorrow anyway, this $100. So not necessarily making him lose $100. What does Rashi say? Ben Hayom Machar. Klomar. Mayeshavu Elu. What should they pay him? Im tomar kolaktuba. If you're saying that they should pay the whole ksuba, Bahalo, isn't it? Shema, maybe Yamut or Yigarshena. Hal Dara divorce her. Hayom Machar. Today or tomorrow. Yisofoli Telaktuba. He's going to end up giving her ksuba. Nimtu, which comes out, Shiloh Hayu Maksidim Oto Klum, they were not making him lose anything. So what's the state? So what's the what should we do about it? So Mishnah says, Omdim, we evaluate Kama Adam Rotzen Liten Ktubah Tashozu. How much would someone be willing to pay for her ksuba? And what's the gain? She imnit almana odnit garsha. If she becomes an almana, if she becomes a widow or a divorce, then they'll gain that they'll collect her ksuba. On the other hand, if she dies first, Yerushena Baala, her Baal, well, Yashin, her will inherit her, and they will lose their money. Let's see Rashi. Omdim, we evaluate Kama Adam Rotzei Liten Ktubat Hashelzu. How much would one want to give for her ksuba? Misafik, in doubt, they're taking a gamble. What's the two sides? She'im Rit Amalav Nitkasha. If she becomes an Almano or a Gerusha, she becomes a widow or a divorcee, it's a Lena Lokeach. The buyer will take the money, take the whole but let alokeah, the buyer will take the whole money. Right. If she dies or gets divorced, the buyer will take the whole money for the ksuba, the whole $100. Good? The buyer will take it. The imetav, if she dies, Yerushalayim, her husband inherits her. Yasid ma'otav, and the investor will lose his money, shenatav. The investor will lose the money that he gave that he invested, because he's going to get nothing, because he's not paying a ksuba. Good. Good. What happened?
That he gave her. That he gave her.
Yeah, that he gave her investment goods. You have seen he will lose ma'otav, his money, the investment shenatan that he gave. Which means?
He gave her or him.
No, right now, the Pasha Shah and Rashi, he's talking he gave her. That's the simple Shah, the simple reading the Mishnah. The other Shah is like Rashi and trying to figure out how it fits in. Because that's what I'm saying. The Pasha Shah and the Mishnah, even though it sounds funny, we evaluate the lady and then we go backwards and we minus and subtract from there. The simple reading the Mishnah is before that we evaluate her. So Rashi is going to say, so the Gemara is going to explain, so what exactly at the end are you obligating the Edom to give her? All the Mishnah says is, evaluate how much someone would buy the ksuba from the lady. Right? So we still don't understand, so what's the number? Our riddle of our Mishnah was, what in the world is the amount that Edom Zomit pay this husband? So the Mishnah just says, you know what you do? Evaluate the lady how much someone would buy her ksuba for. It's like a half a sentence, you didn't really answer it. So now what? And then what? And then what? Evaluate her. And then what should I do? Let's say first you evaluate the amount someone would pay for a ksuba, and then what? So that's the first question of the Gemara. You tell me, evaluate how much someone would buy her ksuba for. How does that match up to what the Edom are trying to do to him? So that's the first question of the Gemara. It says, Ketzat Shavin, how in the world do you evaluate? Let's see Rashi, jump into the Rashi right away. It's one of the first Rashi on the Gemara to say, Ketzat Shavin, how do you evaluate? Where did Rashi say? Klomar, meaning to say. Chana, you got this Rashi?
I'm sorry.
Let's go. Klomar. What's the meaning to say? My kamechay, what kamechay lehu are they obligating him lemeita to give? What are best in obligating these eidim zomim to give?
To make the ball give.
What the eidim zomim give to the ball? What are we obligating? The eidim zomim, that's the riddle. What in the world the eidim zomim is supposed to pay to the ball? My kamechay lehu, what are we mechay them? What are we obligating them? The eidim zomim. Let me talk to give to the husband.
Well, the talk is to give.
He doesn't get nothing. The wife gets money. What the husband?
Because they said that he owes the wife money. So whatever they try to do to the husband, we do back to them. So how much did the husband owe to them? Which really trying to figure out what was the damage, the potential damage they were trying to do to the husband. Now what's Rashi? The yep liftor. You could interpret Mishnatenu, our Mishnah, the Shnei Tzadim two ways, to two sides.
Liftor is to interpret.
It's like lefar. She had liftor to.
Oh.
Yesh liftor Mishnatenu. You could interpret our Mishnah and explain our Mishnah into two ways. Probably the best English to interpret.
Say the
Mishnah to two sides, meaning in two ways you could understand our Mishnah, how to understand how we come out with this number. And Rashi explained it's going to kind of be two different numbers. Who can Rashi in this chazir? It's hard to understand. It's going to come out depending on who you evaluate, the man or the lady first. How you start this valuation will come at a difference in price. Fine, keta. How Rashi? How could it be? Hare, behold, yesh leish uli isha. There is to the man and the woman zechut safek b'tuvazim, a questionable merit in this ksuba, meaning a zechut safek is a doubt. Who's going to gain on this ksuba? Right? The question: who's going to gain on it? Which means why? He mitzapeh. She hopes, or she like waiting, like she hopes she im yamut if he dies, or yigarshena, or he divorces her, then tigbeh et kula. She will collect tigbeh. She will collect et kula, the entire thing, the entire ksuba. She'll collect, let's say, the entire $100. So that's on one end. What she's waiting. The who mitzapeh. He's hoping. She'im tamut, that if she dies b'chayav in his lifetime, yirashena, he'll inherit her, he'll be off the hook from paying the ksuba, right? So the lady, so from the lady's point of view, she gains, right? Her gain is if he dies first, or if he divorces her, right? From his point of view, he gains if she dies first. Then he doesn't have to pay ksuba, he inherits her, he doesn't have to pay ksuba. Good? So on each side, there's a gain and there could be a gain and a loss. So what comes out? Oh, so it seems like you would think it's a 50-50. Right? You would think like it seems like. Let's just give, for example, you would think that it seems like it's a 50-50. Good? Try to just finish the first part of Rashi. No, it's what's it called? The Rav never came 12 o'clock yet in history. But he's not going to come to it.
Oh.
The
heat.
Is that
the same? You should come on time. No?
Yeah. Fine.
There's a shiur on
that? Huh? They say every week there is.
Oh.
Yeah, every week. The people feel very, they're very excited. They always say there is. Now, what's the license? Last week there wasn't. Everyone downstairs.
Oh, really?
Every week they say there is.
Okay.
No, so the rock of being sheer.
This is half full.
Yeah, that's right. No, everybody's very positive that. Everybody always says it's a sheer. Whatever. Sometimes it's not.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Fine. Oh, so again. So now you would think, let's say it's a 50-50. It seems like a pretty even deal. Right? It seems like.
Each have a side. Yeah, each. Benefits and losses.
So it seems to be even, let's say, it seems to be even a 50-50. Fine. However, Rashi throws in, you have to understand it. On his side is a bigger game. It's not a 50-50.
Yafi's like better, it's better.
It's better, it's like more beautiful, it's better, like Rav Yafi, Shlomo Yafi, Yafi.
Right.
Yafi koach schuto, because that. His side that he's going to win is better. People will pay more money for his side than for his side. Why? First of all, Shuhu ochel perot hakarka, hanuchal ktubata. He always eats the fruits on the piece of land which he promised to give her for her ksuba. Right? It used to be people who owned real estate. So he would have a lot of land. So instead of promising to his wife, I'm going to give you $6,000, $100, he promised her in the ksuba with this exact piece of land that he wrote in it, and this is exactly where it was. That's how it used to be.
Is that her Melach?
No.
No.
Not the case. It's different. It's his land.
Melach is her side.
She brings it.
No. Not
about
that.
But he's alive from her Melach.
But that's not the case here. We're talking about his
she brings it in.
That's what she wrote in. Here it's his.
He's still alive from it.
True. Yes. True. That's also true. But here's a different case. Here.
How do you know it's her?
Because that's not, this, it's a case of a ksuba. It's not the right. We're talking about a case of a ksuba. He doesn't give her a ksuba from Nechsa Milok. He gives her a ksuba from his land. He gives her a ksuba from his land. But the halacha is, even though he promised her that he's going to give her a piece of land, and it's destined to her, the halacha is he's allowed to eat the fruits of it all along. Now what happens? Let's say he's one day going to divorce her. So it'll be complicated. Fine. I'm not going to get involved. She'll have to pay back the fruits. Fine. Let's say, for right now, halacha is like this. So let's say this guy sells the piece of land that might go to his wife's tzuba, right? So let's say it's a 50% chance he's going to divorce her or he'll die. 50% chance she'll die first, right? A guy is willing to pay more than 50% for this. You know why? So till either he dies or he divorces her, this guy keeps eating the fruits off this land. He's for sure going to gain. On one end, there's a 50%. In the future, there's a 50% chance he's going to gain, 50% chance he'll lose the field. But right, for now, he's for sure gaining because he's eating the fruits. So a guy would for sure buy.
He's not buying the land, he's buying the ksuba.
No, he's buying the rights in this case, in this example. He's buying the ksuba. In this case, come down, he's buying, since this ksuba was destined to go to the land, this is what he's buying. So he's getting the land right now.
So he's buying the land. The land is a collateral for the ketubah.
It's not that this is going to be the ksuba one day. It's more than a collateral. This is the ksuba. This, I promise you, this is the land. If we ever get divorced, he dies. This is the ksuba.
So the land is written in the ketuba.
It's written in the ksuba. This is this land. This plot is written in
exactly. Not a money, property.
But he's allowed to, until he gets divorced, he dies. He's allowed to eat the fruits. That's the halacha. He's allowed to eat the fruits until he has to pay it off. He's right. From that day, you'll get it. Until he's left. So now, a person would apply to man, pay much more for the man's policy than the lady's policy. Right? In the lady's policy, it's a 50-50. It's a 50%, they'll only pay 50%. However, for the man's policy, even though it might be a 50-50 later, for now you're for sure gaining until something happens, right? Let's say they just got married. Until something happens, until they die, they too, but he has a chance. So
is
someone pay much
it,
more.
Is it?
That's a rationale.
Is that it, or is it that he's got this land that's producing fruit, right? Now they get divorced. She has to collect from him. Right.
That's another thing. It's a second thing.
I understand, but she has to collect from him. Is it a second thing, or is it
it's
a continuation?
It's a second thing.
She has to collect from him, but in the meantime, that she's trying to collect this land out of his estate, he's gaining the fruit.
Yeah, we're saying much more than that. Even more than in the meantime. Right away, from now until they get divorced, anything happens, let's say living happily, they just got married, still the guy eats the fruits the whole time.
10 years.
Besides, right now you eat the fruits. Not only when they start negotiating, once the guy dies. From right now for today, for the next 20 years, the guy's eating the fruits until one guy gets old and they get divorced, and then I still having shalom bayis, it's still helping. So let's just see the second reason. So first of all, his palace is gonna cost more. But second of all, shuhu mukhzak fa'aymin. The field is by him now, it's always easier. You don't have to start collecting it from the lady. The guy who buys it from the lady to start going to insurance and courts and this and that, instead to start collecting a ksuba, you want to go get it out of this guy's family.
You sure it's not the other way around?
Yeah.
Listen.
But I'll just finish this line. That it's mukhzak by him, the field is by him, and by her it's collected. So if the guy wants to buy the policy from him, the land is stolen by him. But if they want to buy from her policy, there's stuff to deal with going to get it out of the husband.
If the guy's coming to buy the policy, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm coming to buy the policy. Now I'm coming to buy this land. I'm going to buy the policy that if you get divorced, from that moment on, I own it.
No, it's not the case, because if it's a land, you're buying the land. That's the difference.
Buying it from the moment that of the divorce.
No, that's not halacha, because when you buy it, I would rather gain more. This guy wants to get this whole thing off his head, the husband. Take the field, take the pears, I don't have anything. That's the case. And if you're right, in a case where there's no field, you're right.
Even in the case of a field, he's only buying it on the consideration of the ksuba when that moment happens.
It's not, he's selling from now. He doesn't want to deal with the whole ksuba thing. This land is supposed to go to my wife, I'm selling you now. That's what I'm saying. I eat the pears for now, I'm selling you the whole thing. Take the field from now. That's the whole thing, I'm selling you the field from now. It could be you'll keep it forever, or could be you'll lose it. That's the thing. He needs money, let's say. Well, he doesn't need money. He wants to pay up, he's saying. Because sometimes the guy is willing to do it. You tell the guy
he's buying the option to own this field future if there's a ksuba.
But it's just a hassle thing. Why should he do that? It's not worth meeting a guy.
So then why is he paying a different percentage? Shouldn't he? He's owns the land then. If he's owning the land now and he's able to
buy it. No, I'm not going to own it. I might lose it 10 years from now. I might lose the whole thing.
I might have to give it to her. So he's
going to
give
it to her. Okay. So he'll pay a little more than that percentage. Fine. Better start tomorrow. We'll try to go further than this long rash.
Mr. Rathasham, I'm going to start coming down.
That is a
some people.